Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome all of you on this fourth Sunday after Pentecost, and we are so glad that you're with us today. I cannot believe it is the end of June already. My gosh, where is time going? I always remember my grandma talking about how fast time would go, and you know, I was a teenager and I thought, it's slow as can be, you know, and as you get older, it seems like your perspective changes. But we are so glad to see all of you today, and we want to welcome you to our service, and praying that God's blessing and presence will be real to you today, and you'll experience God's grace and love in our service as we continue in our series on wisdom and for living from the book of Proverbs. And today we're going to talk about one of those key themes found all throughout the book of Proverbs, and that's the fear of the Lord. We're going to talk a little bit about what that means and what it means for us today. So as we stand, let's join together and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together there for our call to worship. To you, O God, we lift our hearts.
Listen to our voices and answer, O God.
The Lord is good, forgiving, and abounding in love.
God is wondrous, full of grace and mercy.
Let us glorify God's holy name together. Well, let's join together there in our hymn books, either 611, God of Our Fathers, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're singing all four verses this morning. God of Our Fathers, whose almighty
pestilence, be thy strong arm.
ever thine. Well, let's join together for our opening prayer there this morning. God of grace, fill us to overflowing with your Spirit, so we may worship you in spirit and in truth. Assure us of your presence and reveal to us the path you open before us, so we may live as your people. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and we can turn in our hymn books to our next hymn, hymn number 519, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And we have it on the PowerPoint this morning, and we'll be singing all three verses this morning. The kids to come forward, if they would, this morning.
Fear of the Lord. The is the beginning of wisdom. Now, wait a minute. Does that mean we're supposed to be scared of God? Yeah, no, that's not what it's talking about there. That word there means, have you ever heard of the word reverence? Have you ever said you saw something you're like, wow, that's awesome? Have you ever done it that way before? Said that? What does that mean when you say, wow, that's awesome? Hey, I said, I knew you were going to use that term. He said that it means something's really cool. Yeah. And you know what? That's what I would have thought of too. Yes. Awesome. So you know what? That's like what it means. It means that we hold and believe that God is really cool. That God is really awesome. And sometimes we use that word to be in awe of God. You know, where you're like, wow, cool. You know, and that's the idea there. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? How is that connected with wisdom? Being wise, being skillful. Remember, we kind of talked about that a few Sundays ago when God gives us kind of the skill to live life. You know, now God gives us the skill when we're young. But as we grow older and we learn more things and we know more things, then we've got to have skill to be able to do those kind of things too. So how do you think that's connected? What do you think? If we're kind of like, ah, wow, cool, God, you know, you're everything kind of thing. How do you think that helps us with maybe being, having skill and wisdom and knowledge and everything else to be able to live our lives? What do you think? We're all looking to you. We're waiting for your answer. That's kind of a hard one, isn't it? Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. So if something's cool or wow, let's just use it this way. Let's say it's a video game, okay? You like to play video games, or Donkey Kong or whatever it is, Mario Kart or whatever kind of thing, your games you like to play. And you're like, wow, this is such a cool game. But you know what? It takes skill. So if you are like, wow, this is cool, what's that going to do for you to learn how to play that game? There you go. You're going to play it more. You're going to keep working at it. And when we're talking about God is, wow, awesome, cool, awe. Yeah, I think it does. I think it motivates us to say, I want to live my life for God. I want to walk in the paths that Jesus taught me so that I can have a great life, so to speak. Now, that doesn't mean we may not have trouble sometimes and get hurt and have sorrows and cry, you know, all those kind of things. Because that's just part of life and growing in life. But one of the things we see is that God comes along and helps us along the way when we face those difficult times. And I think that's kind of what's going on. So when you think about God as being cool and awesome, remember that God will then help us along the way. All right. You guys can go on down, and I think there's Bev and Scott. Okay. Got it. I wanted to make sure what was going on because Miss Rhea said something about a couple names, so. And all right, well, as we go to our time of prayer, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share. Where's my pens? Over here. This morning, and we will, yeah, go ahead. Unspoken this morning. Okay. Anybody else? Joys or concerns?
There we go. Yes. It's good to see Michael and Amy, yes, with us this morning. They had to come down to Troy to deal with some things, and hey, that was nice that they stayed overnight and came to be with us in church today. So, yes. Wonderful. Great. I love hearing the joys. Wonderful. Did somebody else have a hand up? I'm going to share a joy. I'm going to steal Jody's thunder, but she may share it next Sunday again. So many of you know that her sister Jill had surgery several weeks ago, and that went really well. Remember I told you about that one area of concern on that artery with those lymph nodes? Well, all the biopsies that came back negative this week. So technically, they are considering her cancer-free. We are very, very thankful for that. Now, we don't know, that was with the surgeon, but we don't know yet what the oncologist is going to say. So, and we don't know if she may have to have a round of what they call sometimes maintenance chemo to make sure that they got everything. But we are just very, very pleased, and we thank the Lord for that. So somebody else, joy or concern? Ah, gosh, it's like quiet this morning. A couple of them, Lauren Allen, that's Pastor Lauren at First Church in Troy. She had a successful hip replacement this week, and I had found out about that. She had asked me to kind of do some fill-in and if there's any emergencies that come up or funerals that need to be done. And I told her I would be helping out, and I think she's got a couple other backup people there. But everything's going well, so now she has that long kind of process here of about a month of rehab and all of that. And I appreciate your prayers for her. And so, because I know sometimes folks have told me that that's sometimes harder than having the surgery done. So is the afterwards rehab. So, yes. And then continued, I have not heard any more on Kira, but just continued prayers for her as she is recovering and healing there. I did go on to... her mom was connected with one of my friends on Facebook, so I went under her mom's page, and they had a picture. She had a picture of Kira in the bed with that big collar thing on. Remember I told you something, she broke a vertebrae in her neck, and but she seemed to be doing. She had a smile on her face, so just appreciate your prayers, because I'm sure there's going to be lots of healing that's going to have to go on there. Any other joys or concerns this morning? Ah, so it's finally, yeah, official, yes. Yes, so if you didn't hear, Matthew is, it's going to become official now, even though we knew it was already in the pike and everything and was going to go through, that he's going to be lieutenant colonel in the Army. So,
and yeah. His mother has to pin one of his insignia on without crying. So prayers for that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to put your Army drill sergeant face on. You know what that was like growing up, dealing with kids, you know, that drill sergeant. So, yes, what a joy there. So, somebody else, anybody else then this morning? Okay, well, very slim compared to last week. We want to continue remembering those on our monthly list. So many of those that we've been praying for. And so as she plays, you can pray. Maybe you had something that you couldn't share that you might want to pray about while you're there in your seat this morning. And then I will come and close us out. Thank you. Lord, we are grateful that we can seek after you, as Carla was just playing, seek first the kingdom of God. And all the other things that we concern ourselves about will be added unto us, will be taken care of. And so, Lord, we are so grateful that we can come today into your presence and worship together. It may be storming a little bit outside, but we are safe with you, and we're grateful and thankful. And that we can come to you when we do face the storms of life and know that you care, and that you will take care of the things in our lives, the things that we lift up to you and pray about. Maybe it may not be the exact way we want it to be done, but Lord, you always take care of things in the best way. And Lord, we lift up the couple that has been mentioned this morning for Pastor Lauren this morning, God. We just thank you for bringing her through that surgery and everything went well. We just pray that there'll be a speedy recovery and that through her therapy, Lord, that she'll get stronger and be able to accomplish the goals that they set for her over the weeks to come. And so we thank you for that strength and healing there and your blessing upon the physical therapist that'll be working with her. Lord, we lift up Kira to you, God, asking for your continued healing touch and strength. And Lord, I also pray that you will keep her spirits up. Don't let her get discouraged. Don't let her get depressed, Lord, and that sometimes in those kind of states like that and when you're healing, God, we just ask for your healing touch upon her body and be with her and encourage her. And we're thankful for that. And Lord, we lift up those on our monthly list. God, so many different ones there that we have been praying for. We just ask for your healing touch and your hand to be with each one of those. And that you extend your presence to them and what they're going through and the doctors and those that are working with them through that process. Lord, we lift up the unspoken need or maybe there was others that maybe weren't acknowledged today. Lord, we just commit those into your hands and ask for your touch today and your presence to be real and that you would work as only you can do. We continue to pray for our community. We continue to pray for our state and our nation, Lord. We're thankful for the freedoms that we have as we'll be celebrating this next weekend. And God, we just pray that that you will continue to bless our nation and our communities and our families and all of those. And we're grateful and thankful for that. And Lord, we do think about our men and women that are serving. God, that you will just continue to watch over them and keep them safe and protect them. And we thank you for their sacrifices and all that they do. And so we're thankful. And Lord, we also pray about the so-called storms that may be coming in later on this afternoon. And they mentioned hail and funnel clouds and different things. Lord, we just pray that you will just protect and keep the hail from our crops and gardens Lord, watch over us and keep us in your care. And we're thankful and grateful for that and all of your blessings in our lives. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of this service as we break the bread of your word here in a little bit, Lord. Continue to feed us and challenge us and encourage us and build our faith on that foundation of you, Lord, and the wisdom that you provide for our lives. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us in prayer. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And again, thank you for your faithfulness, and it allows us to continue the work of the ministry that God has laid before us and directed us in. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together for our dedication. O God, we offer you our gifts in thanksgiving. Pour out your Spirit upon them so they may bear the fruit of your Spirit in every life we touch. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from just several short passages this morning. This is not all of them, but it's some of them that are found in the book of Proverbs dealing with the expression, the fear of the Lord. And in the translation that I'm using today, it uses the normal expression that we probably heard, and that is the fear of the Lord. Some of the newer versions use reverence for the Lord or awe of the Lord or something like that. So let's begin. We're going to look at Proverbs 1, 7, 3, 5, and 6, 9, 10, and 15, 33. Let's begin there. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The faithless despise wisdom and instruction. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. The fear of the Lord is instruction in wisdom, and humility goes before honor. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. I want to talk to you, I want to share with you a little story about an Irish priest from Texas. Father O'Malley rose from his bed one morning. It was a fine spring day in his new Texas mission parish. He walked to the window of his bedroom to get a deep breath of the beautiful day outside. He then noticed that there was a donkey lying dead in the middle of his front lawn, which prompted him to call the local police station. The conversation went like this: "Good morning." Now, I'm going to try to do a little bit of an Irish accent. I probably won't be very good at it, but just to let you know. "Good morning. This is Sergeant Jones. How may I help you?" "And the best of ye to yourself. This is Father O'Malley at St. Anne's Catholic Church. There's a jackass lying dead in my front lawn. Would you be so kind to send a couple of your lads down and take care of the matter?" Sergeant Jones, considering himself to be of a wit, replied with a smirk, "Well now, Father, it was always my impression that you took care of the last rites." There was dead silence on the phone for a long moment. Father O'Malley replied, "Aye, 'tis certainly true. But we are also obliged to notify the next of kin." Come on, I thought that was really funny when I read that this morning. I dug that out of a pile of jokes I had. I want to talk to you this morning about wisdom for living, and I want to focus this morning on reverence for God. Well, we're continuing in our series from the book of Proverbs. Last week, we focused on how our hearts determine our pathways in life and how acknowledging God first, in other words, as I said, aligning our hearts with God and God's love, will lead us on the right path of wisdom. Now, today I want to build on that idea of acknowledging God first. And I want us to consider that expression, the fear of the Lord, this morning. Now, many people, as I was sharing with the kids, think the fear of the Lord has to do with being scared of God, because God is holy and cannot, you know, is so great and holy and mighty, you know, that we have to be scared of God. But really it has to do with an attitude of devotion or reverence for God. And so as we think about that this morning, this attitude of reverence and devotion for God, let's think about this and how it relates to us and to wisdom in our lives this morning. And I'm going to kind of break it down by associating this expression, and instead of using the fear of the Lord, I'm going to use reverence for God, how it relates to God working in our lives, and then its connection with wisdom. So the first thing I want you to see is reverence for God involves knowing God. Knowing God. Let me reread some passages here. "The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight." Now, if you know anything about poetry and Hebrew thinking, so usually when there's two lines like that, there's usually aspects that are synonymous. So the fear of the Lord in this verse is synonymous with the knowledge of the Holy One. And that's why I said reverence for God involves knowing God. Now, let me read the other passage there. "The fear of Yahweh is instruction in wisdom, and humility goes before honor." So when you look at how reverence for God is connected with knowing God, there's kind of two ways that comes across in Scripture. And I want to focus on those two here under this first point about reverence for God is knowing God. There, first of all, a reverence for God is expressed through humility. Now, I think this is a really important thing that we hold on to today. The idea is that true devotion or reverence for God is conveyed through a humble attitude that desires and loves God, that loves others, and wants to learn and grow in everything that we can in life so that we can be wise and skillful. And that's why the poet says reverence for God is the beginning of wisdom and insight. Insight is the idea of living according to how things are. And so the idea here, what I want you to catch a hold of, is when I'm talking about reverence for God, this awe of God, this wow attitude, as I was sharing with the kids, of God, is the beginning of that, is because we are to remain open to learning and growing in the Lord and in life. You know, I have met Christians that think they have Jesus, so they don't need anything else. And they got it all. And a lot of times they make very unwise decisions. And there are sometimes, I've met some of these people, and they're very arrogant in the way that they come across to other people, especially people that don't know God. And I can tell you this from talking to people that don't go to church and don't really believe in God necessarily. They may know there's a God or whatever. Is, or maybe we could say it this way, they're not really practicing Christians, is they get turned off by people like that. Even Jesus talked about humbling ourselves. When we humble ourselves, we'll be exalted. And it's an attitude that is open to receiving. And anybody knows that. I mean, have you ever worked? Let me just ask some of you, since many of you are older. Have you ever had, when you used to work, I know many of you are retired, that this young whippersnapper, 21, 20 years old, comes into work and they think they know it all. And you try to teach them the way to do it. I mean, I'm thinking of a few of you right now that's where you worked at, and it's apprentice kind of jobs and work. And when somebody new comes on, you train them and they think they know it all. And you just, okay. I mean, sometimes the best thing to do is just let them do it. And then when they mess everything up, you know, then you go, here, let me teach you the right way now. Well, God kind of works with us in that way. And if we're arrogant and think we know it all, God will sometimes say, okay, just go do what you want to do. And we make mistakes, mess up. But you know the great thing, just like these mentors out here, they finally say, come here, I'll show you how you needed to do this the right way. And God is the same way for us. Because reverence for God is not an arrogant thing. It's not this, we got God now and we got it all. No, it's a humble thing. It's a humble attitude. And you know what comes out of that humble attitude? Is this humble, unexpected joy that fills our lives. That's something I've noticed in life, is that people that are usually humble and open, they usually have this kind of joy that it kind of comes from their lives. Because people who live in awe of God often experience joy that is surprising and astonishing. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't get upset. That doesn't mean that they don't go through sad times. I mean, that's just a part of our emotions. But there's something there. Reverence from God is expressed through humility. Second thing, part of that is reverence for God is a sign our hearts long for God. Or maybe we could say it this way. Reverence for God is a sign of our longing for God. It's an interesting thing. I heard this week. And the person that was sharing it, I was like, I don't remember hearing quite like put this way. But they say that psychologists tell us our greatest fear, whatever our greatest fear in life is a sign of what our heart wants or looks to for significance, security, and identity. And I was wrestling with that and starting to look at my own life, you know. I'm aware of fears in my life and so forth. And so let me ask you a question. What do we fear most? And whatever that might be, that may be a sign of what our hearts love. Like, well, I'm going to be a little blunt here, and I hope nobody takes this wrong. If you fear losing your spouse, doesn't that make sense? That means you love them a lot, the most, so to speak, or your children, or a job, or, you know, we can go on. There's all kinds of different things here. And I think you may know where I'm going with this. Reverence for God reveals our heart's longing, are looking to God for our identity and security and significance. And maybe that's why it's called the fear of the Lord. Not because we're scared of God, but because of our longing for God. That we want to walk in God's ways. And when we have that kind of humble attitude and that longing and desire, then that means we're looking to God for our identity and security and significance. And that keeps us open to wisdom in life. Wisdom in life. Reverence for God involves knowing God. And all of that is connected with knowing God. Second thing there is reverence for God involves trusting God. So, I had shared before I read the scriptures that I was going to read you several of the fear of the Lord passages. One of those passages did not have the fear of the Lord. What did it have? Trust in the Lord. Yes, with all of our hearts. Do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge God. And God will direct our paths, make our paths straight. Or I was reading one scholar of Proverbs that said, if we're on a straight path, then that's an easy path. And I started to think that. Is that true? Is our reliance on God, is that what makes life a little easier? Even though we'll face ups and downs and issues, but is that true? And I think that is true. So here's what I want you to see. Our reliance upon God is the first step on the path of wisdom. Our devotion, our reverence for God is expressed initially through our trust and faith in God and Jesus when we make that declaration in baptism. And that begins kind of there. Now, we may have trusted God or maybe experienced God before that, but that seems to be a key starting point in our lives. And then trusting God, then the rest of our lives opens an easier pathway of wisdom as it prepares us and leads us down that lifelong journey of learning and growing. And that's what I want us to see, because I'm thinking back and reflecting on my own life as I was working through all this, and I thought, oh my gosh, what wisdom that I need to be reminded of once again for my own life. And that leads me to this then. Our relationship with God is essential then for growing in wisdom. Here's what I want you to see about this. And I hope you'll catch this. God is not just another add-on to our lives to help us live better. I mean, think about the add-ons that we do to life. I got my gym membership. I got whatever else. I got my time management skills, you know, to make my life easier, to make it better. And let me tell you, there's nothing wrong with any of those things. So don't get me wrong. But those are things we just kind of add to our lives to help us live life easier and better. But here's what I want you to see. God is not just another add-on. God is the crucial, the foundation thing in our life, person in our life. And from that foundation of reverence and devotion, we grow in wisdom that will help us on life's journey. So I'm going to close by giving you a little illustration here. You know, and I think we all know this, there's a difference between being told honey is sweet and believing that person and tasting it and knowing it for ourselves. There's a difference then between being told, which I do almost every Sunday, that God loves us and knowing in our hearts that God loves us because we've experienced it. You know, we're all trying to walk this path of life every day. And it's good to know that there's wisdom for the journey. A wisdom that grows and flows from our reverence for God. But don't forget, it's just not knowing it because somebody told us that. It's experiencing it for ourselves. So using the psalmist's words, I'll close with this. May we taste and see, or I'm going to say know, that the Lord is good. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a couple minutes here and you can share God's blessing with one another, greet one another for a few minutes, and then we'll go ahead and close out then with our chorus, Oh the Glory, this morning. Presence. We'll sing it through a couple times this morning. Let's sing it together. Oh, the glory of your presence. Your presence. of your presence, we, your people, we give you reverence.
So come and rise from your rest
and be blessed. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Go in faithfulness, ready to serve God. May God bless and keep us. May God's face shine upon us and grant us grace and peace now and forever. Amen.